What if the AI spending supercycle stalls? The assumptions nobody is questioning. LeBron James was spotted with a Cleveland Cavaliers executive as his free agency decision approaches, with the basketball world parsing the encounter for signals about whether a second Cleveland stint at age 41 with legacy rather than championships as the primary consideration is imminent. The NCAA president called the abandonment of the college sports reform bill a mistake, reflecting ongoing chaos over NIL deals, transfer portal dynamics, and whether student athletes should receive direct revenue sharing. President Trump reportedly phoned FIFA President Infantino directly to request a review of U.S. men's national team striker Folarin Balogun's red card suspension before FIFA reversed the decision on Sunday, an intervention that would generate outrage in nearly any other context, but one where the jointly hosted World Cup gives Trump a domestic political stake in U.S. team performance. The most confident consensus view in Monday's news, that AI capital expenditure is on a clear structural path to surpass the U.S. defense budget of roughly $850 billion by 2027, rests on assumptions that deserve scrutiny. The bull case is grounded in announced capital commitments from Microsoft, Google, Amazon, Meta, and sovereign wealth fund-backed infrastructure projects. These are expenditure announcements, not intentions, made by companies whose competitive positions depend on not falling behind in AI infrastructure capacity. The bear case probes three embedded assumptions. First, that announced commitments translate into actual deployed spend on schedule. Second, that revenue models justifying the spend materialize within the timeframe CFOs require to sustain authorization. If measured productivity gains over the next 12 to 18 months come in below threshold, pullbacks could follow, not because AI underperforms, but because the monetization timeline exceeds the capital deployment timeline. Third, that energy infrastructure can support the required power consumption. The KST finding that AI agents consume 136.5 times more power than standard chatbots creates a potential bottleneck not fully priced into infrastructure plans, since power capacity can take 3 to 5 years to permit and build. Two specific indicators were identified as signals to watch: quarterly guidance from Microsoft Azure and Google Cloud in the second half of 2026. AI workload revenue growth below 30% year-over-year would suggest enterprise adoption is slower than infrastructure projections assumed, and energy utility approval timelines for data center capacity. If those indicators hold above threshold, the consensus was right, and the skeptics contrarian for their own sake. The honest assessment is that both the bull and bear cases rest on genuinely uncertain assumptions, and matching the U.S. defense budget with private corporate technology spending would represent something the global economy has not seen in any previous technology cycle.